Each summer for the past decade, Columbus police have sent additional officers to patrol high-crime areas, namely in the neighborhoods of Linden, Southside, and Hilltop. It's called the Community Safety Initiative, and religious leaders and community activists have called for it to end. Police say their efforts are effective at lowering crime, while opponents say the program lacks research-based evidence to prove it's making neighborhoods safer. In the second part of our series, we explore the past and future efforts that have tried to offer an alternative to the summer policing program. At his office on Kelton and Livingston Avenue, Jerry Saunders flips through a decade-old report.
Oh, yeah, we did a whole lot. GED program, we ran that out of here. We added that during that time because we only had one GED program.
Saunders is the CEO of the Afrocentric Personal Development Shop. The nonprofit organization offers behavioral health services, but back in 2005, it was also the headquarters for a violence prevention pilot program, KIND, Collective Action for Youth and Neighborhood Development.
KIND came about because rate of homicides was going up in Columbus. Had done that for four consecutive years, and then the violent crime was going up also.
Saunders worked with the mayor to develop an alternative to not just arresting people, but giving them options.
And what we did, we started off with about 21 agencies who just met to see if we could work together, what kind of synergy we could form.
These smaller nonprofits came together to focus on one neighborhood, about 2 square miles on the city's south side. They aim to put youth in touch with a wide variety of services, things like job training, GED, and gang member reentry programs.
We also went out in the evening time and just talked to the young folks who were out on the corners. You know, some were gang members and some were just kids hanging out. So we did that on a regular basis.
KIND used evidence-based research to track their effect on the neighborhood. In the first year, they reduced gun violence and violent crime by about 5%. The program that was only meant to run 1 year was extended to 2 additional years, and Saunders says it continued to reduce crime. But he says in 2008, the city had budget issues.
The thought from the mayor's office was the program had been successful and had worked, and that they needed to use the funds in some other areas.
Former Mayor Michael Coleman declined to talk to us for this story. KIND had hoped to spread their model to high-crime neighborhoods throughout Columbus, but never got the chance. Then in 2009, a professor at OSU, Diana Wilkinson, a specialist in youth violence prevention, tried to bring a program called Ceasefire to Columbus.
We never had that strong partnership from the police department, from the safety director. So I went before the chief's council, presented all the ideas, and pretty much they weren't interested.
The Ceasefire model has been used around the world, including Chicago and Baltimore, to successfully reduce violence. In partnership with police, community members called violence interrupters intervene in potentially deadly disputes and provide social services to at-risk youth. Even though Wilkinson spent years gathering research to support Ceasefire, she says she couldn't secure support from the city to get a federal grant. She suspects it had to do with maintaining the image of Columbus as a safe city.
Columbus has an image of being a very safe place and a very safe city, and it is, in general, a very safe city. But what I was bringing out and trying to address is what was happening in the parts of Columbus where it's not very safe and that young people were dying at, you know, horrible rates.
For a number of years, Wilkinson was able to initiate Ceasefire on the south side with the help of volunteers and some smaller grants, but she couldn't establish a citywide program. Now, Mayor Andrew Ginther has put forward yet another proposal to prevent violence and homicides. The Community Initiative to Reduce Violence works with adult members of gangs.
You know, whether it's workforce development, job training, higher education, to give them a clear path out of, you know, that spiral that always ends up ending in incarceration or death.
The program partners with law enforcement and already exists in cities like Toledo and Dayton. Esther Honig, WOSU News.